Okay, it's good. It's recording. It's on my cell. It's easier. Okay, we're holding here, I believe, Ben Shloshes LeMitzvos. Okay, V'omer Ben Shloshes LeMitzvos. Dovazeh, mipnei shekol zman shadam kotnei ruinlo mitzvah shemechuyabem, ad shebolachal ish. Ka mitzvah sem gzeres ala odam shchuyabem odam. Leishach tzivas hor lemishu ish. Vazeh shayach az hora. So he says something very, very interesting. He says, the Pashtun Pshat, as you say, he's not capable till he's 13 of being responsible for it. We don't expect him, v'chulu v'chulu. He's saying a different knetcher. He's saying he's be'etzem, doesn't have a tzuras Adam yet. And the chiyuv Torah is an Adam dafka. So he's not nichnas bichlal a metzias. It's not the pshat. A cotton bemis is chayev mitzvahs. He's Yisrael, but it's a getter of oynes achmona patre. It's not a getter of oynes achmona patre. It's the pshat is that he has beetzim doesn't have a tzuras adam, and b'meila he's not shayech to the world of mitzvahs. Mishel ish lemikabot zavav asork mishel v'teir. Then he says al v'yesh mitzvah davim atinek beloshen raka. So, I don't know exactly what the word is. I mean, it's true. I'm not obviously being misnagged to it. But a kilo is he digressing and going into a very practical thing? But even though, so I think the word is he says he's not shaykh to olam mitzvahs. In as much as mitzvah is a tzivui, to tell somebody that you have to do something, that requires tzuris adam. That on that, that's a din dafkin adam, and he's not shaykh to it. To explain to him and to coax him to do it, and you know that it's a good thing and ashrecha that you're doing it, so on and so forth. That is shaykh to a cotton, and b'meila you should do it. I think that's his what he means over here. So when he says he's not shaykh to the olam mitzvahs, in as much as olam mitzvah tzivuyim, and tzivuyim have a knach of something kosh, that's where. So he says v'azman shu ish k'shu ben shloshesei v'zeh mipnei k'shu ben shloshesei mei v'shtei sayres v'dov v'zeh meiral shu ish k'shu v'shtei sayres b'mokum erva. So he's not Meirich over here why exactly this has two in Yanim. I mean, Lechura, Simonim, it's a sort of no specific Sheiches, but it's not, you know, it's a Simon Ba'alma. I mean, there is reasons why they're associated with each other. It's a certain gemar of Tzuras Adam. Since Piruya V'Rivya is not just another knach, Puruvu is the first tzivui. It's the chiv of Adam, that Adam can create anoshim. That's something that's very much, it's not a tagged on koyach, ability to keep the world going, but it has something to do with Atzmius Tzuras Adam, and that's a certain shleimus mitzad that. That's so it doesn't have directly to do with what he said about being mekabel tzivuyim, but it certainly has to do with this with shleimus of Tzuras Adam. Okay, he also is merames in the musik that there's a koyach. Then he has koyach and b'melikim mekabel gzeres. Okay, v'ama meshmanase lechupe. Pirush Dovazeh, ki ha'odom ein gidl shalei b'kamosat b'shmanasei, v'nishlam az gidl shalei k'shaben yudches. So, it's always a kasha. It says b'shmanasei l'chupa, why? Why not 13? I mean, a 13-year-old is theoretically could do bia. He could have a child, he's m'chui v'mitzvahs, so what's stopping him from getting married? So, he doesn't really say a halachic reason, but he says mitzad mahalach hadvarim, getting married is a gemar of tzuras Adam. Adam doesn't have his full tzura to his ben yitches. Ben yitches is when he has his full kaim of derchal. V'nishlas gidol shaloka shu ben yitches. Ome'oz chayim lahashlim oyed atzim be'isha. So now that his koyma is finished mitzad himself, he now is a chiv to mashmet mitzad the isha. Kichol zman shenasa eina adam shalim. Kiramina perek abal yivimtoi. Amr abalaza. Kol mi she'en le'isha eina adam. Shem zochon akev abroam v'ikar shmom adam. So now that his own guf is shalim mitzad his koyma, it still needs the shlama of an isha. So it's kilu shloy kesidron. A person is mechuyev to. I don't know if it's niklat the zivuk, because he still is not an adam shalim. But whatever it is, he has no chiyev to mashas lavisha serias atzmoi. Al kshu ben shmonasrei shavnishat zibe gufoy. Yes, as if Isha shevso atzoi. So the Shmonase lechupa is ki'ilu. The Mishnah is saying that that's when there's a chiyuv to get married, because the his koyma, as much as it's going to grow mitzaratzma, is finished, and he's still not an adam ashalem, and therefore we're going to have to wait for the ashlama of adam. Va'avagav shadav is a nearly naim shegidlo Shmonase. So it's interesting, he's going to take a some sort of parallel from the world of astronomy. In Lechurat, it's my shine of Royas. You see that a person grows 18. He says he'll also show you a parallel mitzad de bria. Or vias mena hekes rishes shoyis, oylem vitzayim chimin aretz ad shehim begoivham. So it takes 6 hours to go from the line, let's say the horizon, till it hits midday. That's 6 hours. So the So basically, it's a quarter of the time of a person's mitzias from zero to becoming full tzmicha. Interesting parallel. I'm not sure what it's moisif. It's just a very interesting tushtel. His point is that he's his full goiva. He says everything in the bria, you see the most fundamental elements of the bria works, that it takes, it's a quarter of its time for it to get to its, I mean, b'derech klal, there's sort of a rule of thumb. It's like a quarter of the time to get to the position, a half the time to be there, and then a quarter the time to reverse and go downwards. And it's like 18 years, the person, you know, if it's Meshach Vim Shiv Vashana, so 18 is the Aliyah until he gets to his high point. He plateaus, Yimei Amida is for 36 years, and then Yerida, Zikna, whatever you want to call it. So there is that type of Musig, that it sort of has a sense, but ve'oid mipnei ki hu ki koyim esarim shmeres etfachim shebechol mokim shiur chacham koyim esarim shalashamis sheheim shmonase etfachim ve'elo shmonase etfachim sheim koyim esadam eirelem b'shmonase shanim. So again, there's a, you know, he's stalling to something shmonase which has a shaychis to this. It's very interesting the way he says, because Chazal say so. He's not using what he sees, what a normal height of people is. I guess because for that there's variations in what was or whatever. Okay. Avish oitam bezeh. Ki elu shmonase shanim lechupa heim kenege shmonase tzolei shabbadim. I mean, the reason, the truth is, of the different points over here, the hardest one really is to understand shmonase lechupa. Because when you tell me what's bina, and what's gevura, and what's eitzah, those are hash'aris, and you say to yourself, you know, but a person at this age is holding by this and this. Shmonase lechupa is a chiv, it's a mitzvah. So just to tell me that we feel that 18 is an age that you're ripe to get married really begs the question, mechateisa. It's not as answerable as the other points, which we can answer quite simply that, you know, this is the normal mahalach. This is the, here in the Pshat, we have to find that it's really some sort of inyan that it's very strongly so. So this is, well, it's not ribs, that's six, but Lamaisi says it's various bones. Because Adam Yeshla Shmonas Shonim, Kineget Shmonas, it's Slo Shaloi, Yeshla Hasloi, Oidat Salashin of Mimeno. Vay Ishanikas Salosi. So again, once a person has fulfilled 18 Slois, he now has, he's still missing one, and that's where the Isha comes in. The Af Kyashra Vracha Pirish Mitaloisa Misitroi, meaning from his side, Kmoil Sela Mishkan doesn't mean ribs. Ari Uncle is Turgay Ma'al Oihi, Vizel Losh and Sela, Vremochum Divertis Chachma, Vimidivir Chachamzal, Vinka Mokomze, Voyish Tamaze, Vuabesamach. Okay, so here he has the Inyan that Mitzadet Slois, this is a Shlemus Adam. Lamais, according to all the Perushim, the Benjmanas and the Chuppe, is this. On a practical note, I always feel, you know, a bacha will come along at the age of 20. He heard from Chaim Kanievsky that you have to be married by 20, whatever it is. And I'll tell him sometimes, you're not mature enough. I don't think you can hold a mishpacha together. And I'll say, you know, but it's a chia ben shmanas el chuppah. So my feelings, I tell him, adarabba, he on his senes. Every mitzvah mechui from bar mitzvah age. So why over here is Shmonase Lechupa, the Shmonase Lechupa? The teretz is because, you know, you're not royal to get married. You can technically have beer, but being married is a lot more than having beer. Being married is being able to hold the family together. The teretz is mechayivit when you're mature enough. So Shmonase Lechupa is what Chazal felt you were sure, but if you're not mature, you see that the chi of Pirivirivia is not distinct from holding down a family. It's one of the things, especially by us, we have a lot of times issue, where Bachrim, you know, Bachrim that are coming from a world that's expected to work and support the family, at 19, at 20, he's not shaykh to it. Should he wait longer? Should not wait longer? There are issues. You know, waiting long, having kids before he can support himself is not relevant for them. So melech kisa, not being married if they have somebody they're very interested in, it also is problematic. But Shmonase Lechupa tells me that besides the fact that you can technically have a child, until you're not ready to get married, there's no chiyuv to get married. Getting married is not just a maisa bia. Getting married is being able to be married. If you can't, you can't. Okay, Vama ben Esrim Lirdaif. Pirush Lirdaif es Acherim. Ki ad Esrim Shah. I want to add one more thing. When he says before about the Isha being the 18th Tzela and so on, the Pshat in why you have to wait is Kolzman, there are other Nekudas. You don't appreciate your wife for being the hashlama that she is. When a person has everything but that, then he deheres the loytoyu as lavado, and what's causing his problems are the lack of being married. Then there's a bigger harocha for the wife. Masha'in Cain, where he has other things he's missing, she doesn't perceive this nekuda, that I have everything, I have a good job, and I have money, I have this, but life is barren because I don't have who to share it with. So then a person deheres the loytoyu. But if I'm missing other things as well, I'm not going to deher the that's a, so he has to wait for everything to be in place. He's 18 years old. He has his full, he has all the 18 ribs, the 18 tfachim, the 18 this, 18 that, and he's still missing it. So now he dehers the woman for what she is to him. Vama ben esu lirdof. Pirusha lirdof es acherim. So it means to pursue all this. So he says a very interesting deher. The ben esrim lirdof means that the person pursues. There are different dargis in a person's b'chinas rotzen. A person's core is his b'chinas rotzen. So a person has things he wants and things he wants not. Those are kosher with his rotzen, but for many times a person is passive about it. You know, he's sort of, okay, it comes, it doesn't come, but I wanted it, I wished, but I'm disappointed. At a certain point in life, a person is very ambitious about pursuing what it is that he wants. So Ben Esrim, until Ben Esrim, there's not that type of drive to overcome the other. So the strongest drive of being Roidev, and Roidev means to come up ahead, really, in a sense. That happens at 20. And then he says, Ki kasha gufu b'shleimus gilo shloi, oz atzur b'shleimus v'en atzur mit b'as b'choyme. Ki moi shoy koydem za atzur mit b'as b'choyme. V'at yeshen shpa atzur, o kumoy sha gufu b'shleimus kash b'en shpa yase shana, kach atzur b'shleimus kash b'en sim shana. So he says, interesting the hair. First of all, this musig of lirdoif is more ruchnius than the guf. It's more than the guf. And then that dovetails with what the Maral calls nefesh, what we would call maybe midos. A person's most base level of existence are physical pleasures. I want to lay in bed and eat good things, and that's me. So that level of physical things is the lowest level. That he's kolkule chayme, kolkule b'chayin, that's it. A person at a next target wants to pursue things. He wants to build a business, make money, hustle. Those are things that the person is actually pursuing. It's a much more ruchnistika, in the sense it's not a physical thing. So yes, he might use the money for not good things, whatever it is, but the etzem act of pursuing, the etzem act of doing something, is something that gives a person shleimus atzura. And b'meila, he says, "Kasha gufu b'shleimus gilu shlo, az atzur b'shleimus, vein atzur mit bas b'choymek." Moshe Yekodim says, "Atzur mit bas b'choymek." So now, until now, the tzura was what he calls mit bas b'choymek. Like we've seen many times before, it means that the tzura was sort of, it functioned within the arena of the choymek. Now that the guf has got to shleimus, the nefesh comes at its own, and the nefesh is now is. So the kochus of nefesh, the drives that a person has, that becomes the next inyan over here. So why does he wait 2 years after? So he says, Rak, ki ben esim shana tzur b'shleimus, V'ror she'isa isha, she'isha tzur le'isha, she'ish tzur le'isha. V'she'omu kan ki v'shas l'chupa. Ki achupa rak ascholz l'suin. Ki chen ascholz l'zman she'isa. Uki ilu shte ishanim roi sh'ti achupa she'ascholz v'dava, ולכך עמרו בן 18 שנה לחופה. מכל אוני שאינן רק אחשו בן 20 ונשמע צורה, ורואי שצורה לאישה. So he says over here that it's a zman that's nimshach from 18 to 20. So from 18 a person can already marry, but attacking him for the chisaron of the chupa, that's something that's later. In other words, you know, the tkufa of the guf is the guf. Now there's a makom to be critical of not getting married. L'kachom meshmar zeshan lechupa. Mikol makom neyoinish einen shakash beesim nishat tzurev roshet tzurish. Umipnei katzuri b'shleimus kashu benesrim. Vatzur mevakeshes limshal koil. Kidovat ze nimshat tzur bevada sheksib beish v'yishal boch. So the Maral puts together the entire package. He says that a person who is a younger than 20, from 13 to 20, is shayach to doing be'etzem shayach doing everything, but the person is not misoirer until he doesn't turn 20. And the person does not have in himself the push and the drive until that time. So that's why things like marriage, which is totally v'yim shalpach, that's something which is, getting married at 20 is sort of the zman achrein, because it's part of the wanting to be, what's the right word for it, to putting your stamp on everything around you. Ulefikach bezen shalmala ein manishim ad shehu ben esrim. So he says, ki ein bezen shalmala manishim ad shatzur shodim b'shleimus. Bilti mit bas b'choyme. Ki chen roi le bezen shalmala shakotzim b'shleimus. Bilti mit bas b'choyme. So bezen shalmata, as soon as you have the beginning of Adam, we punish. Bezen shel mala deals only with things that are pure metzias. A person doesn't have yet the pure metzias of tzura until he's ben esrim. Al bezen shel mata she'en akolatzim b'shleimus rak ascholos ha'shleimus v'kashorim eshoshe oz ascholos ish nishes Adam. Bezen shel mata be'etzim has no access be'emis to bezen shel mala is not wants to be done things that are totally emes, things that are, what's the right word for it, it's the absolute mitzias. So when it's nikveh that you ra from a bezel shalmala, that's an absolute kvias. So he says that's all shayach only from the age of 20. It's age of 20, since the person is menutik, he's past the chayma. So what we see happening over here is a product just of the nefesh. Masha'ein kein, as far as Bezer Shalmata goes, Bezer Shalmata Do'inish is more, I guess, preventive. It's for other reasons. It's not that Shleimistika Hagdora that you're a choite and so on. They can do it from the age of 13. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay.
Can I ask two questions?
Sure, please.
Firstly, if we're saying that the matter of the tzura is only when you reach the age of 20, and Maral is saying that to impress one your tzura on the tzura of a woman, you need the hashlama of the tzura, which is 20.
Right.
So when you find in the Gemara and also the Mesh Haderis that people would get married at 13 and 14, is it really like a little bit of a chesaron that there's to impress one tzura on Chayvah, you really need a hashlama, which only comes at
right
the stage?
So I would say that it really depends on, these are all proportions. So my feeling is that getting married at that age had a lot more to do with where people were holding in terms of maturity. In other words, when people died young, they naturally matured quicker, and it could be that their tzura was a much more developed tzura. It could be that's why they did it. Taisa says they would marry them young because they couldn't. There wasn't shaykh otherwise. There's an interesting tshuva in Rebbe Yehuda. The tshuva goes like this: somebody had disappeared, which just seemed to have been a common thing. People traveled someplace, nobody knows what happened to them. That was the matzah in those days. So this person was a boy. They married him off at, I think, the age of 8 or 9 to a girl that age, and they lived together. The shver promised to make him a nice bar mitzvah. That was like part of the nadin, and then basically he went on at the age after the age of 13, of sometime afterwards, he went on some sort of trip and never came back again. And Shaz being matted the. And so one of the sifim was he didn't make him a bar mitzvah, so that's a mekatos. They were together, but there was no zera, nothing came out. But it's pretty kind of, they were married him off at that age. I don't know, it's a tshuva neighborhood. It's a fascinating tshuva. It doesn't seem to be very unusual. I mean, it was like ma'aseh shehoyah kachoyah. Didn't seem to be, I guess in those days, and Taisa says we marry off kids very young, because gezeiros and this and that, they have no choice. So when lifespan is very, very narrow, that's what you do.
Right. And also with the shear of 20 from Misa B'nei Shemayim,
yeah.
The pshat, therefore, the various averas which carry with that type of a punishment, like Zarish Achol Truma, these types of things,
right.
Somehow, like those particular averas are shayach to a kilkul of a particular type of tzura, which other areas don't have that, and therefore once you're 20 you should have the sophistication and the intellect to realize that you're being pagan and something of tremendous sprawl.
I don't know, because Lemaisa Bezen Shel Shemayim is the get to everything also. It's not only get to Misa Shemayim, it's the get to the Yom HaDin. That all the things that, how is Bezen Shel Malach gonna pass on all these things? So I don't know what Misa Shemayim, how that works. Is that the same? Does it have the same rules as, I mean, the Gemara considers it, it's a possibility of it, same kol mirabinei. So it's sort of a this world punishment, but he means more in the Bezen Shel Malach in terms of lasid lavo, and the Yom HaDin.
One question, the Uyen Shel Boch, but the Maral says that he puts his stamp on her, in the pasuk, it seems to be a klala that she got. It's not a statement of the essence of marriage.
It's a bracha in the sense that she can't do it herself. She's zokuk to him to be meichel the tzura on it. So just like we on our own can't decide tov and ra, and we're zokuk to Torah telling us what to do, and when Torah tells us what to do, we fall into line, we grow from it, we become bigger from it. So the Uyim Shel Boch means that the Isha, because her das was a daitun kala, and she fell and didn't make a good decision vis-a-vis the nachash, from now on it'll have to be the husband that will make those decisions and is going to be the boss. So it's a klal in the sense you didn't deserve to be on your own, but it's something which will rectify a situation. You'll now have somebody to make those decisions for you. Okay. Good. Okay, good night.